Yes, sir, we are here.
Okay, just send me here, he'll talk to you about it. Here you go.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good.
Hello?
Yes, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, this is Walker Hess.
Thank you.
263-438.
Thank you, Mr. Hess. One second, I need to number you on our roster. Just because we have a series of hearings during the day.
Okay. Just
one second. Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, Walker Allen Hess. That's 263438. Now, I would like to, if I have a moment, I would like to inform you that I am released. I'm killing my number this Monday on the 13th. I was mistaken. I thought I was getting out on December 13th. That's the reason why I went ahead with this.
I appreciate that, sir. I was just about to bring that up to you. And again, not to belabor this, but this hearing is your due process right, so we're not going to tell you, hey, you just have a few days left, you're not getting a hearing, but the first thing I was going to ask is that you have 5 days left, and I don't think that the Department of Corrections could release you any sooner than 5 days anyways. And did you want to kill your number? So we do have to do a portion of the hearing, but we'll move through it quickly.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, sir? Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the 4 alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on October 12, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. You cannot see us, but the board members listening to the hearing today are our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'm serving as the panel chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer. Again, we're not going through the full hearing, but I still need to swear you in. So, Mr. Hess, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? And Mr. Osborne?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Hess, when I read the allegations to you, and there are 4, but once we move through this, we'll be able to end the hearing quite quickly. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they're true or false. There was a DR number associated with this, so you also have the option. When I say DR number, I mean a possible charge outside of the system. So you have the choice of stating whether or not the allegation is true or false, or you wish to remain silent. It is entirely up to you.
Okay.
Allegation number one, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways your company as follows. Again, allegation number one, as demonstrated by your failure, is submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about August 21st, 2017. For the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 20, 2017. Mr. Hess, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
This is true.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number 5 is demonstrated by your striking Nicholas Peterson in the face with a closed fist on September 16, 2017 in the area of 3340 West State Route 89A in Sedona, Arizona. Mr. Hess, is this true or false?
This is false.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number 3, violation of condition number 5 is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on September 18, 2017 at 25 Stardust Lane, Sedona, Arizona. Mr. Hess, is this true or false?
This is true.
Thank you. And allegation number 4, violation of condition number 5 is demonstrated by your engagement in domestic violence on or about September 18, 2017 in 25 Stardust Lane, Sedona, Arizona. Is this true?
This is true.
Thank you, sir. We have to take further information on your false response and allegation number two, but after that, again, we should be able to move forward fairly quickly. Mr. Osborne, if you will.
Yes, sir. Allegation number two. Sedona Police Officer Wilson, badge number 886, reported the following. On September 16th of 2017, at approximately 1800 hours, Officer Wilson was dispatched at 3340 West S State Route 89A, number 1, Sedona, Arizona, 86336, for an assault. When he arrived, he was met by Nicholas Peterson and Mason Inglacia. Nicholas reported he had been in an argument with the offender, Hess, about an upcoming estate sale that was planned. Excuse me. He stated that Walker became angry and struck him in the mouth with his right fist. Nicholas told offender Walker to leave his house, which the offender did at the urging of the offender's unknown friend. Nicholas stated the offender left with his unknown male friend in an older maroon sedan going back to Sedona. Officer Wilson stated the victim had no red marks on his face, but that his left lip was slightly swollen and the interior of his upper lip were cut. Mason Gracia stated that he was next to the incident in the living room and was willing to give a statement. Officer Wilson collected the statement. Fender Hess was located at the Safeway parking lot by Sedona Officer Lang Mack at approximately 1852 hours. Fender Hess was arrested for a warrant out of Yavapai County and assault and taken to the Sedona Police booking area. At approximately 2034 hours, the offender's mother, Barbara Hess, paid the $500 bond for the warrant and the offender was issued a citation for assault, a misdemeanor. The offender was released at approximately 2038 hours.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Hess, what is false about that allegation?
Well, it's like I told the arresting officer that day, is that there's some other stuff to it. I was renting an apartment from that, from Mason, and I had given him my money for the apartment, at which point he went back on the deal that we had, and I went over there that day to go pick up some tables, because those tables were just about what he owed me the money for the rent, for me renting that apartment. Well, I go over there. When I left that apartment, yes, I got into a verbal, as I told you as an officer, yes, I got into a verbal argument with Nick, but no, I did not strike him. When I left that house, he was A-okay. Yes, we did get into a verbal agreement, but I never struck him. And when Officer Lane Mack made contact with me, I showed him my hands and was like, look, you know what I mean? It didn't happen. And I think because those guys owed me money, they falsified or lied and said that I, you know what I mean? Because I scared them, you know what I mean? I got loud with them and I said some things and I think I scared them, so they went around, turned around and called the cops on me. That's what I believe happened. That's why it's false to me, because I never struck him. If I struck him, I wouldn't have a problem admitting where I went wrong or where I messed up. But I never struck that dude.
Okay, sir. I'm going to move forward, and that is based on Mr. Hess's admission in allegations 1, 3, and 4, and based on information provided in the warrant 2017W3250, as well as information, follow-up information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Hess delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And based on the information in warrant number 2017W3250, our discussion with Mr. Hess, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hess was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Hess, Your supervision's been revoked and you'll be released on or about November 13, 2017. We do wish you the best. It seems that you just have a few days left, and we wish you the best in your return to the community. We hope you have a good plan for your return, for a safe return. This hearing is concluded. Hold on 1 second. Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Just for his information, that was concluded, and he wishes to kill his number. But there were pending charges, or the misdemeanor charge, and it stated there was a court date in December with an undisclosed date.
Okay, so just to make sure that you make that court date in December, Mr. Hess.
Okay, wonderful. And now those are for the allegations of the warrant from charges 2, 3, and 4, correct?
Well, I mean, those were the allegations as related to you being violated, but regarding of what's happening with you in Sedona, that's a misdemeanor charge, and I think that's between you and the Sedona.
The magistrate court.
Yeah, Sedona magistrate court.
Okay. So the court date on December, where and what is that for, again?
I would follow up with your CO3 on that one. I mean, we're only dealing with a revocation today, but it sounds like that you have a court date in December for a misdemeanor charge.
Okay. And that, is that coming from DOC, or is that coming from Sedona?
Well, that's coming from the officer called and checked with the Sedona Magistrate Court, and there was an undisclosed date, but it is in December. So when you get out, get a hold of Sedona Magistrate Court.
Yeah, it's not DOC.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.